Let's talk pork now. Aaron Borer, economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Huge increase of U.S. pork going to China. Imagine a lot of that still has to do with African swine fever.
Yes, certainly been a big driver in the huge increase in volume from all suppliers into China, not just the United States. So working to fill that ASF-driven domestic shortage, which really got underway about August of last year. So we're coming just past a year of massive imports from China or by China. And January through August, China's imports of pork and pork branding were valued at $9.7 billion, up 178% from all suppliers. So that was led by Spain, $1.85 billion, U.S., $1.68 billion, and then Germany, $1.35 billion, followed by Brazil. So huge imports on a volume basis. It was 3.7 million metric tons through August, basically doubling. So, yes, working to fill that domestic shortage, and the best indicator of that is just China's hog price. So over the past few months, it had been averaging about U.S. $2.40, $2.45 a pound, and it has come off a bit. So now you're seeing China's live hog price somewhere around U.S. $2.20 a pound, but still up by 25% year on year. So still indicating that supplies of pigs in China remain limited.
And now Germany, with some wild boars having some issues with African swine fever, does that mean less German pork to the United to China? And if so, does that mean opportunities for even more pork from the U.S. to make it to China?
Yeah, and I sense that that's part of what has kind of, you know, sent rallying in the markets and sent buyers looking to, you know, secure supplies. It's huge. I mean, first off, we hate to see this because especially the Asian trading partners are not abiding by OIE recommendations, I mean, by not accepting regionalization. Granted, we're still in the early days, so there's still a chance that Germany can work out and the European Commission get other countries like China, like Japan, Korea, to recognize the Commission's regionalization of Germany, still buy pork from, you know, the majority of the country would in places where the pork production is, which is nowhere near that area around Berlin where the wild boars have been found. So not ruling out that it will happen. But if we look at history, countries in Europe, for example, Belgium only had cases in wild boar, and they still remain out of all of those big Asian markets. So not only China, but also places like Japan and Korea closed when ASF was found and still have not reopened. So if you base it on history, the odds of Germany getting these Asian markets to recognize regionalization at the moment looks, you know, it looks kind of risky for them. And as major exporters, we don't like to see that. So kind of setting that out there first, yes, Germany is, you know, huge. They're, by my estimates, they're about 9% of global pork exports for the year to date. And the rest of the EU would be about 34%. US, we're at 27% of global pork trade. And if we look at the China market specifically, Germany had about 14% market share. And so trying to think of who would fill that void, it was about close to 50,000 tons a month that was going from Germany to China, huge volumes for anyone to fill. And so you're looking at all major suppliers, you know, looking to do more to China, but that also includes the other major EU suppliers. So Spain, Denmark, Netherlands, France, also able to fill in some of that besides North America and Brazil, even Chile.
So opportunity, but maybe not a golden opportunity.
Right. And the other thing is it doesn't change the total volume of pork in the world, at least not in the short run. So the EU market in theory becomes saturated because the German pork is stuck in Europe. Fortunately for them, they can trade within Europe. And then, in theory, that could free up more supplies from the other major EU exporters. But the other thing, I mean, in the short run, these other major EU exporters were already full bore export mode. And so how much more, you know, for example, freezer capacity is there to really ramp up in the short run? Because so much of that trade within Europe is chilled. And so we think about it similarly to this market, where a lot of our North American trade is chilled and can't immediately flip the switch, you know, to box freeze, put on a container. So everything in the short run is kind of jumbled. And then you get to thinking of, well, if Germany is really out for the longer term, again, like we've seen with Belgium, Hungary, Poland, then it gets really interesting.
One question I would have, I have a million, but we don't have enough time. But if we're seeing these prices improve, you know, just the notion of, well, expansion or adding a barn or something like that, you know, is this all such a wild card because of China and ASF and COVID, and it's hard to really, you know, take, you have to take these prices with a grain of salt, that this what might look like normally a signal for expansion, but, you know, given what could change in the next year or two, you know, maybe not. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, the other major thing that we're watching is China's production rebound. It's always been a challenge to try to understand hog numbers in China and pork output. So things like China's feed imports being very strong this year, makes you wonder. So China's corn imports, 5.6 million tons, up 50% through August. Soybean imports were up, I don't know, something more like 12%, no, 15% through August. And China's hog inventory data has showed basically a rebuild in sow and total hog numbers roughly since last October. So basically for a year now, being on the rebuild month on month, and then even eclipsing year ago numbers earlier this summer. So I guess my bigger caution is what's happening with China's, call it conquering of ASF or ability to rebuild with the disease still present, realizing there will be productivity impacts and whatnot. But China wants, you know, to rebuild this herd. That's been a huge initiative for them, and to reduce pork prices. So that's maybe a caution that's out there, because it's going to be pretty impossible to call exactly when it turns. But so, yeah, a lot of moving parts, definitely. And I'm a cautious person, so kind of makes me nervous, but not to, you know, overweigh on the optimism that's out there right now. But there are a lot of variables.
Aaron Borer is an economist at the U.S. Meat Export Federation based in Denver. Through July, pork exports to the China-Hong Kong region were 131% better than last year's pace, 676,000 metric tons. Value is up 171% to $1.57 billion. And then other parts of Asia, the Philippines, Vietnam, also huge. Worldwide, the value of pork exports through July is up 22% from a year ago. This is RFD ProfitWatch.